Untitled, President David O. McKay, David O. McKay, Conference Report, October 1943, page 125. I think it was Carlyle who said, "In this world there is one godlike thing, the essence of all that ever was or ever will be of godlike in this world, the veneration done to human worth by the hearts of men." Tributes to Roger Clausen and Sylvester Q. Cannon. That came to my mind this noon when our beloved president suggested that something should be said in this conference by way of appreciation and tribute to two members of the general authorities who, since our last conference, have passed to the other side: President Roger Clausen and Elder Sylvester Q. Cannon. President Grant is one of the most thoughtful men in the world, one of the most kind-hearted. Many people do not know that. This request is typical of him. His mind was on an appreciation of services rendered by these two men who associated with him so many years, particularly Brother Clausen, who came into the council somewhere near the time or soon after President Grant was called. President Clausen was a heroic defender of truth. He faced death, as you know, on one occasion, folded his arms and said, "Shoot." His life, however, was preserved. His companion sacrificed his life, was martyred for the truth. President Clausen's heroism on other occasions is a good example for us. When we face temptation, rather than yield to truth or honor, let us sacrifice any convenience, and if necessary life itself. President Clausen's life was integrated with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He has passed to a great reward. Elder Sylvester Q. Cannon was presiding bishop of this church for many years. Hours counted nothing. It was just service, early morning until late at night. The gospel was all in all to him. In fact, he, I believe, shortened his life through overexertion. We pay tribute to his memory, and pray God to bless his loved ones, and give them the assurance that Brother Cannon, too, received the welcome plaudit, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy Lord."